Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. While this one is loading, I would say a few words on the project itself. the title that you found in the abstract describes not only the monitoring actual transpiration with infrared radiometers, but also we mentioned that we use the actual transpiration as a sink function in Richard's equation solution, and we combine that into a decision support system which is based on any target function, which give us the best option or the best yield for given conditions. We are doing all this, and this is this lecture is only a small part of work which is aimed at designing a new irrigation controller, which will be based on theoretical analysis of the situation in the field, and mostly talking to the plant itself rather than to the soil itself. And I think in many aspects this lecture is a good continuation of the previous speaker. So the outlines of my talk will be, first I'll describe the field system, then I'll show some characteristic raw output, I'll analyze the Penman-Montes equation, which was claimed that it is very difficult to claim previously, very difficult to use for evaporation and daily water requirements. I use the Penman-Montes model to calculate instantaneous transpiration rather than daily transpiration, as the other models are using for irrigation. So the basic or the major objective was described previously, but here I'm using only one single objective out of the whole basic approach to build the new irrigation controller. So we want to model and to measure instantaneous transpiration with infrared radiometers elevated on a moving irrigation system that can be either linear move or center pivot, the field system. This is the schematics of the experimental setup. We see here A. A is the MET station, which includes global radiation measurements, air temperature, and relative humidity. B is the direction, the moving direction of the irrigation system. C, we have three here, just as schematic presentation, three infrared radiometers. These radiometers, take this example, are faced backward, namely to the well-irrigated part of the field. The field of view of this radiometer is quite large, and when the proper angle with respect to the vertical line is taken, we can measure the crop situation some 20 meters ahead of the moving direction or behind the moving direction, which means that we have, if we have progress speed of the system 30 meters per hour, we have 40 minutes to do all calculations that are necessary in order to understand what is the situation in the field. We have here D, which is the main water line. E are the sprinklers that irrigate with a spacing of 2.5 meters interval. And F is our data logging or data acquisition system that collects the data automatically from the sensors and transmit them to our control center. Just how it looks like in the field. In this case, it's peanuts field. The MET station is given here, and the infrared radiometers are distributed along the this line, along the water pipeline. Here we see a close look at it. This is the MET station, and this is the data acquisition system. Here we also used to have wind anemometer, but we don't need it, basically, according to our analysis. This is an example of one of our infrared radiometers with the lens facing backward in this case, and this is the lens itself. Now, some characteristic raw output of the data. These are just for example how the 10 days of measured air temperature looks like. And you see it was 10 days in May, temperature increased from 32 degrees up to 45 degrees, and plus, and the minimum was somewhere above 35 degrees C. More details, if we break the information into more specific daily details, this is the relative humidity ranging from 90 to 60%. This is the global radiation. This is the air temperature. The heavy line, the solid line with the is temperature of the field ahead of the moving direction of the linear move, and below it the temperature of the wetted area. Having this information, now we go to analyze the Penman-Montes equation, and we do it while connecting the data into Jackson and the whole group that was working on the subject of infrared thermometer in Phoenix at Jackson, Itzo, Reginato, and group. But I'll use only Jackson in my terminology. So we have two basic variables which are in our analysis. I'm not going to show the whole equation, but we are all familiar with the Penman-Montes, which we have aerodynamic resistance and canopy resistance. That's the Penman-Montes gave us the total of the transpiration, let's say. Jackson equation relate these two parameters to the differences in temperature between the canopy and the aerodynamic resistances. So going further, we assumed first that RAC and RA are the only unknowns. All the rest are measurable. Unknown in the Penman-Montes Jackson's model. I would say that though we try to give them some physical meaning to the RC and RA, basically are only or merely coefficient of proportionality. But this is a very legitimate definition, or as legitimate as we take the hydraulic conductivity in Darcy's law. It's also merely a coefficient of proportionality rather than a real physical entity. Of course, we can go into deeper understanding and find what is the meaning, the physical or the biological meaning. That's a physical meaning of RA and the biological meaning of RC that was measured in the lecture in the previous lecture. RA is basically affected by time and climate. Namely, in the morning it has its own value, and in high wind it has a different value, etc. RC is mostly affected by climate and water stress, the crop water stress. So we can measure it, and we'll show how, or we can calculate it and show how to do it. Instantaneous transpiration is calculated in two steps, and that's what I'm showing now. First, determining the RC and RA, while the the moving system is going forward, or irrigation, through the irrigation. We basically are using, for the determination of RC and RA, we are using the Jackson equation, which is based on the differences between canopy and air temperature. The second, we use the RC and RA to calculate actual transpiration from the Penman-Montes model. So basically we're talking about a closed form equation that is used in our case. Step one, calculating the aerodynamic and the canopy resistance. What we do, we take the available data from our measuring system and imply arbitrarily values for RC into the system. So the only unknown in the system, The only unknown in the system is the RA. So we plot a kind of parabolic equation, asymmetric parabolic equation of RA as a function of RC. The problem with this plot is that, as you can see, for a single value of RA, we have two values of RC. Namely, we don't have a unique solution for the RC. But we can determine it if we look for the upper value, or the where the derivative of RA to RC is zero. So we solve it on the... By the way, the computer is loaded with MATLAB code. So we solve the peak values with RC, and then we get the actual values. That was taken at noon time, and you can see that this is about the aerodynamic resistance is 50, and the canopy resistance is 110 units of second per meter. The same thing we do early in the morning. So I took only two examples how the values of RC and RA are changed with time. So it's rather low, 15 to 33 in the morning, where there is no water stress or no water demand for evapotranspiration. And at noontime, when there is a water demand, high temperature and radiation, which is much higher, some almost four times higher, three times higher. What I'm trying to say, now we have the instantaneous values for RC and RA, and we can see it here. Here they are demonstrated. We measured it on a potato field. You see that the dry part, the RC, or the canopy resistance of the dry part, this is time of the day, and the ordinate is the canopy resistance in second per meter. The dry part is much higher than the wet part, which is below or behind the moving system. We use this to calculate step two, and this is the Penman-Montes model, and then we get a daily course of continuous transpiration. One day where the abscissa is the time of the day, and the ordinate is the transpiration rate in millimeter per hour. And finally, this is only a brief example of the comparison between the Richards equation models and Penman-Montes. What we do, we take the results of Penman-Montes as a sinc function, and I mentioned it before, as a sinc function for the Richards equation, and the results are shown here at time of the day, and this is a cumulative evaporation. You see that they are not very well fit. One, the Richards, the Penman-Montes gave us something like 5 millimeters per day, and the Richards equation, which was calculated, or the evaporation was calculated on the basis of water balance equation. Namely, we obtain the soil water distribution in the water column and calculate from the change in soil water distribution, we calculate the evaporation through the water balance equation. So they are not well fit at this stage, but can still be improved with time. It all depends what parameters we are using, etc. Now, come up to the end of my talk. I'm already at the end.
I pass.
Okay. So appropriate analysis of Feynman-Mottis-Jackson model may provide us with a good estimate of canopy resistance and aerodynamic resistance from dry and wet temperature. That's number one. Number two, monitoring remotely dry and wet canopy temperature from a center pivot or linear move is feasible and may help to design irrigation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff.